Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you on this Monday. Sheriff Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, joins us by phone every Monday this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So when I called you a minute ago, my first question for you was with Helene having passed and you all sent a team over to that, and with Milton coming later on, you know, in about two days or so, were you sending anybody to that? Your answer to me was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm already down here. That's how quick we are.
But you are there for other reasons. But are you sticking around? Are you planning to be there for the first response?
No, we're leaving now, so we'll be back up, hopefully, in another 10 or 12-hour drive. We'll be back in Santa Rosa County.
Gotcha. But are you guys starting to prepare yet for, you know, who's willing to volunteer, who's willing to go, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we've already got our second team in place, and all the equipment has obviously been checked and everything and is ready to go. So our second team will go this time, give the first team a break.
Okay.
They did all the work the first round.
And second team did not deploy to Helene, is that right?
No, did not have to. So they're all fresh and ready to go.
Very good. One of the things that I saw on your Facebook page is you guys are in a enhanced enforcement of people doing what I can only call the dumbest thing that drivers ever do, which is to pass a stopped school bus, right?
Yes. You know, and people get impatient because they're on a two-lane road or whatever, and the bus has to make five or six stops, and they just can't stand it. But, you know, you kill a kid, you know, your timetable will definitely change, and it will not be for the better.
So what it seems to me like some of these enforcement things, we all know they need to happen. And we know the school buses, does Santa Rosa have the cameras on already? They do, right? On the
ends of, they do.
Okay. So they've got that. But it seems like some things, when you think about them practically, how to enforce them, it seems very hard to accomplish because a school bus is a moving thing. And so it's very hard to observe that law breaking in process. Am I thinking about this the right way?
You are, as a civilian. That's the way civilian thinks about it. The way cop thinks about it is, hey, let's put unmarked traffic units behind the buses and have them follow the buses.
I love it. I mean, I hate the fact that you have to, but why not?
Oh, yeah, me too.
So you have undercover cops in unmarked cars following school buses in addition to them having cameras. And please tell me that you never have to make any arrests.
Well, when you say arrest, it's not really an arrest unless it's reckless driving. Like if the kids have to jump out of the way of the car or something, that's reckless driving. Yeah, we will make an arrest, but we haven't had to yet.
But you have been making arrests, or you're just enforcing at this point? Writing tickets, excuse me.
Tickets, yes.
Okay.
So, but no arrest or anything like that. But, yeah, you know, I mean, our kids, we got to protect them. And, you know, if you're going to be an idiot out there and try to pass a school bus with those stop arms out, then, you know, you get what you get. Sorry for your loss.
What's the look like on the face? Because you all have body cameras. What's the look like on the face of somebody who got pulled over by an unmarked cop car for passing a stop school bus?
Well, I'll put it in school vernacular. It looks like a little kid that just got caught with his hand in the candy jar and knows he's about to get a spanking.
Mm-hmm. Man, I hate to chuckle because it's such a serious thing, but that's, my God, people are just... And as you say, it's amazing what, and I get it, because if you're a driver, it's frustrating to wait 10 or 20 seconds. It just is. You get into a different mindset. But man, you just, I don't know. Are school zones also part of the enforcement, or is it really buses particularly?
Yeah, school zones too. We sit at school zones, but most of the time with school zones, if you see the lights on at the school zone, you'll see a cop sitting there with the lights on. So you don't get a lot of people that's going to challenge that. So
I had the funniest, you'll appreciate this. I had the funniest moment of, I knew enough to get myself into trouble the other day. Remember when we closed down school that one day from Helene, and I was driving through a school zone and the lights were on and the cars were going slow, and I'm like, well, there's no kids today. It's okay. It was.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
It was a weird, weird moment. Anyway, last thing I wanted to ask you about is I know you and I have talked a lot about the assassination attempts on President Trump's life. And, of course, he went back to Butler, Pennsylvania this last Saturday, and successfully he was there and, you know, joked. The first line was, as I was saying, you know, kind of like before. But I think so much has come out about this incident in Butler that's so concerning. And you and I have talked a lot about this. The one thing that hasn't gotten nearly enough attention to me is when Kim Cheadle, the former, I'd say now disgraced, but former head of Secret Service, her first response was to deny and blame and to blame the local law enforcement. And I thought that is a terrible plan. It now turns out that a local cop was the first one to shoot, at least at and probably hit Crooks before the Secret Service counter snipers. As a local sheriff, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think that's not too surprising, but I'll tell you right now, you know, the federal government, when it comes to, you know, making a mistake, rarely do they admit it. So I'm glad this came out. And it just shows people that, you know, just because somebody's in front of Congress testifying, it does not make it the truth.
That is so accurate. And I will say this. I wanted, you know, the president also, President Trump, went out of his way to praise Secret Service for the agents putting their bodies between him and the rifle, right? Which is an amazing act, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's what they're trained to do and what they're supposed to do. And they don't give it a second thought. Same thing with Reagan when he got shot. If you watch that video, a guy turned totally body front right to the gun and he took a round to the stomach. And, you know, that's what they're trained to do.
It's amazing. And, you know, and facing a rifle, I assume you're not wearing plate. I mean, you're putting your life at risk by doing that. That's, you know, that's a heroic act.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, Sheriff Johnson, anything else you want to let us know before we let you go this morning? Anything you guys are involved in or anything coming up?
No, right now, and I'm knocking wood, as you can hear, it's all quiet.
I will take that and maybe create a little bit of fear and deterrence among the people who would otherwise pass a school bus. I appreciate that. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff, thanks for joining us this morning while you're out of town in Orlando with family. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew. Bye.
You bet. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly right now. Still seeing those delays. If you're on Highway 29, just south of 9 Mile Road, headed southbound, you're going to see delays there. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. And we are watching. Governor DeSantis is scheduled to do a press conference on the hurricane at about 8:30. You know, we'll have that for you
and
when it's
Andrew,
happening.
I want you to know they just upgraded it to a Cat 4.
Oh, my God. That's
rapidly.
You remember, like, we were talking about this earlier, mm-hmm. that it was on path to be a category, like, I think it was 120 is what they were saying for, like, today, later today. And all of the projections have been completely, it's 150 miles an hour now.
Right.
That was not supposed to happen until at least tomorrow, like, midday afternoon. And so now... I'm just looking down the path here to see if they have upgraded any of the subsequent days yet to Category 5. It's right at 155 is the plan for tomorrow morning at 1. But, I mean, at this rate of intensification, I would be – I mean, I'm not a meteorologist. It just seems like this is way ahead of expectation. Man, that's like I said, it's not coming here, but, boy, Central and South Florida, I'm very worried about what's going to happen. Hey, if you need to get your import serviced, you've got a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a Lexus, you might think you've got to go to the dealer to get that done. You don't. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars all the time. They work on them so much that, you know, you can count on them to do it right, and that saves you probably cost, most likely distance and time, and especially if you... you know, maybe get to skip the joy of driving the Bayway to Mobile once, you know, or more. That would be kind of nice. Domestic cars, of course, too, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, you know, GM, whatever. They work on those, no problem. Your diesel engines, that's a little bit, it's just, I mean, it's not that, but it's a little bit different, and not everybody likes to work on them. They work on those cars, too, or trucks. CarClinicService.com is the website. It's like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want you to come in and, you know, see the car a little bit more frequently for the preventative routine maintenance. That way you don't have to see them for the big catastrophe because it didn't sneak up on you. That's kind of the idea of preventative maintenance. Also, by the way, they now do national accounts and fleet companies like GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlen, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. So if you have a fleet, whether it's 2 cars or 50 cars, maybe think about Bobby Likas as the place to get that service done. And you can check them out in their two different locations now. On US 29 is the new one by the Walmart, and of course right here on Davis Highway in the old location.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the beautiful sunset with your favorite bands. It's the Knee Deep Band, a high-energy variety show band with something to please all ages. It's Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night at 7 with the Knee Deep Band.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
You're going to walk out on me? You don't walk out on me. I walk out on you.
Sorry about that. I pressed the wrong button. It happens. 8:22 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a man is recovering now after trying to set himself on fire during a weekend protest in Washington, D.C. The man was part of a pro-Palestinian protest near the White House. Apparently, he tried to set fire to his clothing for some reason. Other protesters and police officers put the fire out, and the man was taken to the hospital with only burns on his arms. SpaceX and T-Mobile were allowed to enable Starlink satellites with direct-to-cell phone capabilities over the weekend. This was done to provide coverage for cell phones in North Carolina, where they still haven't gotten service back since Hurricane Helene. A spokesperson for the FCC said that they are committed to helping with recovery efforts.
Okay, now, question, and John, I know you want to weigh in on this because you're like an expert on the Apple side of things. Anyway, is that like cell service to all cells, or is that like, I think my wife was telling me yesterday that the Apple iPhone 14s and up actually have sat phone capability?
Yes.
Is it, do you know if this is sat phone stuff or if this is just regular cell connection?
It's going to be regular cell connection.
Okay.
Now, built into the iPhone 14 and up, like I was in an area with no coverage in Mississippi a couple of weeks ago.
Right, right.
I was able to receive a text and send a text.
Through the sat phone capability.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to activate that, or is that always acting as a passive backup? Or
right.
It is.
That's what it
I
is.
I thought sat phones had to have like the, you know, the 8-inch antenna on them or whatever. They just, okay.
They built it into there somehow.
Look, you know me. I'm very reluctant to praise certain commissioners, talk good about Alabama football, or mention anything positive about an iPhone product of any kind, an Apple product of any kind, but that's pretty cool. I mean, I got to grant it. That's pretty cool.
It was. I didn't even know it till I looked.
Yeah. It's nice to have that kind of backup built in.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. And President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Trump all have events planned today, marking the one-year anniversary of the Hamas attacks on Israel. Biden hosting an event at the White House. Harris having an event at her home where they're planting her and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff are planting a memorial tree. And Trump is having an event at his golf course.
All right. Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. We were talking a moment ago about repairing a car, but if you're thinking about buying a car or selling, you know, I always talk about Frontier is a great place to buy a good quality used car. And it is. Okay, it is a great place to buy, you know, good quality used cars. Cars that are, you know, 1 to 4 years old, okay, 10 to maybe 60,000 miles, kind of the vicinity. That's really their sweet spot. Cars that are in A condition, cars that, you know, they will warranty to 100,000 miles. But, you know, if you're like me, you drive it for 16 or 17 or something years. That's kind of our time frame for these cars. And they specialize in that. And well, you think, okay, well, it's good to have cars like that. But the natural corollary of that is if they sell those kind of cars, that also means that they are always willing to buy those kind of cars. So if you have a good quality, A condition, young, used, low miles car, you know, and you don't want to go sell it yourself and meet strangers in the Walmart parking lot or however you do these days for selling a car on Facebook Marketplace, take it to Frontier. They'll offer you a price for it in about 15 minutes or so. If you want a better price and you're willing to wait a little bit, they'll consignment sell it for you, no problem, you know, no extra fee or anything on that. Just that's how they do business. So if you've got a good quality used vehicle and you want to sell it, Frontier Motors is a good place to sell a car in addition to buying them. 825 News Radio 92.3, John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still no accidents on the big board to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays on Burgess, both the east and westbound, heading toward 29, or if you're heading toward Davis there, you're going to see those delays. Let's see here. Highway 90 coming from Avalon going northbound and even southbound. We're seeing some delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. I haven't picked on y'all at all today so far, but if you are an Alabama football fan.
Alexander got a blocker in front of him off the left side, lowers his shoulder and powers to the goal line. He's in, and Vandy draws first blood on a 7-yard Cedric Alexander score.
And I think it was the very next drive where Alabama was driving, but
some mustard on that snap. Milroe near side, batted up, and it is intercepted. Fontenette to the corner. He's in, and Vandy's got a 2-score lead on a 28-yard interception return by Randon Fontenette.
Pick six. That made it 13-0. I think they missed the extra point on that one. Traded touchdowns as well at that point got to be 20-7. Vanderbilt picked up a field goal. Alabama did have a pretty good couple of offensive series.
And Miller's got plenty of space, and he's got a touchdown run.
That was in the third quarter with 14 minutes to go early in the third quarter. That made it 23-14. Vandy, then Jalen Milroe.
Here's Milroe. Perfect through the air on this drive. And now on the ground, he's in. Touchdown, Jalen Milroe.
23-21 at that point. End of the third quarter. Vandy.
2-3 on fourth down this year. Pavia wants to throw. He goes down the middle. It is caught. Touchdown, Vanderbilt and Junior Sherrill.
That was such a sick throw and catch. He had to fall. He was having to run so far to catch that ball into the end zone to catch it. That made it 30-21. But don't worry, that Jalen Milroe kid, he can throw too.
Justice Haynes is the running back on this one. Milroe looking deep. Down the sideline. It is caught by Williams. He breaks free. And he is in for an Alabama touchdown.
I don't know how he caught that ball and stayed out of bounds and avoided two defenders and got to the touchdown. Is that the 17-year-old? Is that Williams?
Yes, I believe so.
Man, that kid's amazing.
Yes.
So Vandy gets another touchdown, puts it and a field goal in the process. So 40-28. Alabama pulled a reverse and got a touchdown out of it, so they got 40-35, and that was all she wrote.
This attitude, this program, and the biggest win on the West End. Vanderbilt takes down number one Alabama.
What was it, 23 games in a row Alabama had beat Vanderbilt? Vanderbilt had never beaten a number one ever in their history.
Diego Pavia very nearly went into the stands to celebrate with his brothers, but instead,
you know what came into the stands though was the uprights. I don't get this. Like, just the logistics of taking down the uprights and carrying them out of the stadium and then down the street into the river, right? They threw it in the river?
They went down Broadway.
Oh, my God. Like, how do the cops allow? Just, it's such a weird thing. All of, they're just stealing a giant piece of metal to throw in. I mean, it's so weird to me.
And there's so many people holding it and walking.
But it's just, that's a super bizarre tradition to me. But, you know, okay, so there you go. And I think they're ranked, what, 7 now? They dropped 6 places, I think they did. 8-29, and meanwhile, we played Georgia. Auburn played Georgia. 4-3-7-60. Better than expected, but, you know. Oh, and UWF won over the weekend. A great game. 31-0. What was the final score of that game? 31-0. A pick six, a pick up six, you know, or no, a punt return for six. That's right. And then two offensive touchdowns. So finally, the UWF offense showed up. So we'll take that. And we are watching for DeSantis to speak on the now Category 4, all of a sudden, Hurricane Milton. Boy, you thought Milton was going to make national news for some other reason. Yeah, see? See what I did there? That's right. Hurricane jokes here on News Radio. That's my fault.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. No game with Hurricane Milton. Already a major Category 3, may intensify to a Cat 5 in the next 24 hours. Florida Gulf Coast landfall between Fort Myers and Cedar Key late Wednesday or early Thursday. More than 10 days since Hurricane Helene devastation, 1,500 U.S. troops on the ground in North Carolina. Senator Ted Budd tells Fox.
Whoever is president, if it's Kamala Harris, President Trump, whoever it is, it's going to take years to get this community back on their feet.
Vigils around the world with parallel protests 1 year after the Hamas slaughter in Israel. Hostage families like Moshe Avilio Lavi tell Fox they're never giving up.
We will not stop. We will not stop until he's home. We will not stop demanding the international community to put pressure on Hamas through Iran, through Qatar, through Turkey to let him go.
Still holding 100 hostages. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 72 degrees. We've got mostly clear skies here in Pensacola. The annual Soul Bowl Youth Football Tournament was held over the weekend, the 32nd year for the event.
This is building character. It's giving children hope. It's giving them opportunity. We can look at the multiplier of whether they are getting physically fit because of child obesity, child diabetes, and these children are out exercising.
And that is Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May. He says the event brings families together and kids from all walks of life together as well. There were thousands of people at the Blue Wahoo Stadium for the Soul Bowl on Saturday afternoon. Pensacola police investigating allegations that a teenager generated AI deepfake images of several teen girls and young women. The suspect, an 18-year-old high school student who allegedly downloaded images off of girls' social media, then altered them using AI apps. Another student saw the photos on his phone and alerted the girls depicted in the images. After that, the school resource officer was alerted. West Pensacola elementary students attempting to collect thousands of pairs of socks for the homeless. The socks among the most requested yet least donated items at homeless shelters. 8:32 now, News Radio 92.3. And getting word, Governor DeSantis is holding a press briefing. We're going to go to that live.
Good morning. We're here at the State Emergency Operations Center. I'm joined with by Kevin Guthrie, Florida Division of Emergency Management, Secretary Jared Perdue, Florida Department of Transportation, Major General John Haas from the Florida National Guard. Hurricane Milton, when we were here yesterday morning, said this is a tropical storm, might become a hurricane yesterday, but probably by today, and it became a hurricane very quickly. And so not only is it a hurricane, it's already a major hurricane, and it's now a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds at 150 miles per hour. It is expected to make landfall on the west coast of Florida sometime between Wednesday evening or perhaps even very early on Thursday. This has gone slower than the projections were in terms of the how it's moving towards Florida. And if that continues, it's going to push back when landfall will happen. Of course, you can see impacts prior to the eyewall making landfall. We have made a pre-landfall declaration request to FEMA for support, and Kevin has been working with the administrator, and we anticipate positive approval on that. We have 51 counties in Florida currently under a state of emergency. The executive order that I signed over the weekend also orders all disaster debris management sites and landfills to be open 24/7 in the lead up to Hurricane Milton. We had a lot of debris left from Hurricane Helene on Florida's Gulf Coast. That creates a huge hazard if you have a major hurricane hit in that area this week. So we've marshaled state assets to be able to help with that mission, and we're going to continue to do that until it's safe, until it's no longer safe to do so. So we do have a Category 4 hurricane. It is currently located 745 miles west, southwest of Tampa. It has not moved terribly quickly, but that obviously could change going forward. Storm surge watch has been issued for the Florida Gulf Coast from mainland Monroe County northward to the Suwannee River, the Dixie-Levy County line. 8 to 12 feet peak storm surge is potential for northern Pinellas all the way down to Charlotte, including in Tampa Bay. 5 to 10 feet peak storm surge is possible from Yankeetown southward to the Pasco-Pinellas County line and from Englewood southward to Bonita Beach, including Charlotte Harbor. Hurricane watches have been issued for portions of west central Florida and Florida's Nature Coast. Tropical storm watches extend further south and north through southwest Florida and the Keys and along portions of the Florida Panhandle. Vision of Emergency Management is busy facilitating hundreds of resource requests from communities as we prepare for the impacts. We've already sent major truckloads of food and water to Central Florida in preparation for points of distribution sites after the storm. We're also coordinating the deployment of more than 2,000 feet of flood protection systems and prioritizing critical infrastructure like hospitals, wastewater treatment facilities, and electrical infrastructure. We've deployed a flood barrier around a water pumping station in Bradenton, a fire station in Hillsborough, and more en route to the courthouse in Charlotte County, hospital in Kissimmee, master pump station in St. Pete, and a community resource center in Hernando County. We've also deployed generators to support special needs sheltering operations. And of course, Starlink internet, all counties have access to that, and we're deploying more as needed. More than 200 ambulances and more than 30 paratransits are in Central Florida footprint, ready to support first responder operations. And as I previously noted, we've ramped up our support of debris removal. That's a 24/7 round-the-clock mission. The state of Florida is amassing significant amount of fuel reserves ahead of Milton, and we're staging it to be utilized as needed. These quantities include 415,000 gallons of diesel, 389,000 gallons of gasoline, and an additional 1.5 million gallons of both diesel and gasoline are currently en route. I know there's different things that are being said, but all fuel continues to arrive at Florida ports. There has not been an interruption of that. I know people are going to fill up their gas tanks, which is a good thing. There's more lines than maybe that we're used to on some of these, but there has not been an interruption in fuel deliveries, and all the ports are checked in on that. Local officials and their vendors must continue debris removal efforts for those areas that are in the eye, a potential path of this storm. My executive order requires debris landfill and dump sites to remain open 24/7 to accept debris from Hurricane Helene. We need as much of this debris picked up as possible. This creates a safety hazard, and it also will increase the damage that Milton could do with flying debris. All local entities should comply with this order and work around the clock to accomplish this mission. We have deployed major assets to help, but yet, you know, last night in Pinellas County, there were 300 vehicles. Some of them were state vehicles, but also a lot of private pickup trucks and vehicles who were bringing debris. That's helpful. They should be doing that, and yet one of the gates was locked. There was no one manning it. And so we had this massive line of cars waiting to drop off debris, which is a good thing. And so Florida Highway Patrol basically took matters into their own hands. fasten some rope to a couple pickup trucks to the gate and busted the gate open. And then those trucks were able to go in and unload the debris. We don't have time for bureaucracy and red tape. We have to get the job done. And the effort that Jared Perdue and Kevin's team have made in helping get the debris off and supplementing the local efforts has been incredible. We have noticed since the weekend and the order, you have seen some more vendors out there. I know City of St. Petersburg has been working hard to get the debris out, and that's a great thing. And they're working, I think, well. But these debris sites need to be open, and we're going to ensure that to be able to do. So just in the last 24 hours, the state has done almost 500 truckloads of debris, totaling 9,000 cubic yards. So that's just from the barrier islands in Pinellas County bringing to the debris landfills. We have over 200 state assets, dump trucks, other types of trucks and vehicles to be able to do. But keeping it 24/7 is important. We absolutely encourage private citizens to have the debris and bring it in. That's helping the mission. Can't get bogged down in bureaucracy on this. The debris mission is going to continue until it's no longer safe to do so. Clearly, we're going to be able to work all the way through today and probably all the way through tomorrow, given that the storm's likely not to make landfall till later on Wednesday. And that could even get pushed back even further. So we've made a big dent in this. I know folks on the ground locally in those barrier islands and places like Manatee and Pinellas have been working very hard. But let's get this done. Let's get as much of that debris removed as humanly possible. And let's work 24/7 to be able to do it. So we have right now, just in the debris mission, we have 800 National Guardsmen that are also deployed helping our state agencies. We currently have 5,000 guardsmen that are mobilized for the response to this storm. And we have more than 3,000 additional guardsmen who will be mobilized prior to landfall. The National Guard's also deploying heavy equipment to assist with debris removal, including Army and Air Force horizontal construction units, tactical high water vehicles, dump trucks, and front end loaders. Linemen and power restoration resources are being marshaled in advance of the storm. This is a storm, the path of this storm that would hit the western part of the Florida Peninsula, then go all the way across the peninsula and exit in the Atlantic Ocean. That's going to impact a lot of different utilities. We've spoken to most of them, and they're working to get people here. You know, if you look, we had Helene, and there were 2.4 million restorations, but 99.9% were back within a few days. You know, there's still hundreds of thousands of people without power in some of these other states that got hit by Helene. So there are crews working there, but they're bringing people in from far and wide to be able to respond accordingly. This path of this storm, you know, we don't know exactly how it's going to go. I know they say the eye is going to go here or here. That can move when you're talking about 30, 40, 50 miles north or south. Will make a huge difference in terms of who gets the worst surge, how much power is ended up taken out. And so we have no way of knowing how that's going to shake out. So the resources are being brought in, and the power restoration effort will begin as soon as it's safe to do so. Again, I made this point yesterday, but all of our assets that we had lent to assist in North Carolina are here in the state of Florida. We have a temporary base camp at Tropicana Field to support not just the debris operations, but any post-landfall first responding operations.
All right, so that's the governor of Florida talking at a press conference in Tallahassee at the Emergency Operations Center about now Category 4 at 150 miles an hour. Hurricane Milton expected to becoming even a Category 5 now today is what I thought he said, which fits with what we have seen, the rapid intensification and slowing down going east. So expected now Wednesday evening over into Thursday morning, that could slow down even further as it gets closer to Tampa, Cape Coral, where it's still expected to go. Debris cleanup going on 24/7. This has been a problem that some of the places were closed for receiving debris from Helene, and now we got, they don't want it to become debris again in this storm. And as you heard him say, one of the most astounding things is that FHP discovered a closed down debris collection site, and they put chains or ropes to a couple of pickup trucks and pulled down the gate so the trucks could go in and drop debris off. Like, okay, FHP, way to go. You know, wow. It did also say that, you know, it gave the storm surge expectation in the worst part of 8 to 12 feet, and then in other areas much lower than that. Again, far to our east, but still for those areas. He did not mention what he had mentioned at last night's press conference, which was that it's okay to evacuate ahead of the storm. You don't have to wait until the last minute to leave. 800 National Guard are involved in debris collection right now. 5,000 National Guard are mobilized right now. 3,000 additional waiting to be mobilized before landfill. And everyone who had been lent to North Carolina, he said, is back in Florida staging at the Tropicana to be able to immediately deploy out when they when the storm passes. So a bunch of interesting news there from the governor at the press conference in Tallahassee related to now Category 4 Hurricane Milton. 844 on News Radio 92.3, actually 845. Let's get traffic on the fives real quick, and then we'll go to commercial. John?
All right. We just got one accident on the books right now at Tate Road over in Cantonment. Causing no roadblock, but I just wanted you to be aware of it. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about a different degree, a different occupation, you just want to take some personal enrichment courses, you just got out of high school and you don't think you're ready for university, or you're in high school and you'd like to go to college at the same time as you go to high school, these are all reasons to use Pensacola State College. I mean, in addition to great sports and great artistic performances, they are a fabulous community college, or state college as we call them now. And I know my family, like one of the things we benefited from is all three of my boys have used them for dual enrollment. That means as homeschooled high schoolers, for free, no cost for books or classes, they could go to college-level courses and get college credit that they then carry with them, in the two older ones' case, to UWF. So they went in with a year and a half's worth of credit as they were getting college credit during high school. It's a great program for high school students, dual enrollment. So if you have kids at that age, or if you are changing careers, or you just want to take a few courses, there's all kinds of reasons people might go to PSC for various needs. Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart, to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Breer, candidate for Pensacola City Council District 1. I'm passionate about my community and want our concerns heard at City Hall. I promise to be accessible, not just once every 4 years. You will continue to see me walking the neighborhoods and parks, meeting citizens and hearing your concerns, not just for photo opportunities. I will be available and promise to always listen, respond, and represent you. It's time for us to gain back our voice. Please vote for me, Jennifer Breer. Let your voice be heard on November 3rd. Paid for and approved by Jennifer Breer, Pensacola City Council District 1.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we had a topic last week or the week before. I forget when we talked about it. If you send a text, it's wrong. And then do you send an asterisk text? Do you correct the spelling, you know, or do you trust that people know you're not an imbecile, you know? But I do have a question that's related to that one. What word do you text wrongly spelled the most? What word do you find? It could be you actually type it wrong, or it could be your phone fights you. John, does your phone ever fight you on a text? Oh, my God, so many
it
times.
It does.
I hate my phone. And I don't want to turn off. I had at one point, I had autocorrect turned off on my phone, which actually was blissful.
Jason from the First Warning Weather Center.
Oh, all right. Sure. That was weird. Anyway, I turned it off and I realized, you know, I probably do need it more than I like to admit. So it's unfortunate because it will alert me that I haven't spelled something. But my question is.
With your First Warning Weather update.
That's you, I think.
We will have plenty of sunshine through the.
You got to. Where is that coming from?
It's coming from David.
Okay. Do we have him off now?
Yes.
Good. Anyway, so which word do you text or type wrong the most often? 437-1620, 437-1620. I know exactly which one it is for me. John, do you have? I have two that come to mind for me. Do you have a word that you text wrong spelling of the most often? Nothing?
Nothing that I can think of.
So perfect. Must be nice to live in your world. Okay. I think he wouldn't mind that I mentioned this. We got a text in from Mayor DC Reeves, Zaragoza. But honestly, in your life, how many times have you had to take? Probably in his life, probably a lot. He's probably had to do that a lot. All right. I will tell you what they are for me. Number one is Thebix.
Do what?
Thanks with a B instead of the N. Oh, my God. How many times I have typed Thebix? The phone, you know, because the phone will learn from your mistakes, mm-hmm. and it'll learn what it thinks is normal. My phone thinks Thebix is a word because I have sent it so many times by mistake. And the other one is gist. Not as in do you understand the sense that I'm conveying to you, but just a moment is just a moment all the time. I don't with Facebook posts all the time. I've typed gist. I meant just. It just happens. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, you people are funny. I seem to get ducking typed wrong a lot. Only not with a D. That's what they said. Let's see. I always text receive wrong. Okay, and it's spelled wrong. I appreciate it. It's a C. See? LOL, that's funny. Somebody else says, again, with words that rhyme with a word that starts with an F. Words that maybe be more careful to watch, list, L-I-S-T, because it's real close to a, you know, did you see my lust? You don't want to type that to your boss. Did you see my list? Right? You know, that's a safer one to text. So that was it. Just a real quick frivolous for the day. I just thought, you know, we'd ask that question. And John, of course, living a perfect life over here. God loves him or something. 437-1620. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you want to make sure that you're getting the right price and the right advice, and really the right person to ask questions of, that's the thing I always think about. Like, okay, we got another storm coming through, right? Helene damaged a lot of homes, okay? You have to assume, unfortunately, that Hurricane Milton is going to damage a lot of homes. How does that affect population and supply and demand in Florida? Will that affect us? And maybe it won't affect us directly in that way, but people are going to be displaced. Maybe that's an issue. But also insurance, right? This is going to massively change the insurance landscape in Florida. It was already bad. Are people going to start demanding 5-year roofs, you know, 3-year water heaters? I mean, that's the kind of stuff you're seeing. It's crazy in the insurance market right now. So when you're selling a home and somebody says, hey, that 11-year roof's got to go, and you say, well, no, it doesn't. And they say, yeah, it does. You want somebody like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty to be able to say, yeah, you got to replace that roof. Or no, you don't have to replace that roof. Or here's something we could do instead. You know, we could offer this price discount or whatever. Knowing what's normal is one of the big benefits of having a good realtor. 175 homes sold last year, more than 122 sold this year. That's about a month ago is what she was telling me that number. And so they know how to do it because they've seen it again and again and again and gotten you all the way through to the closing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions today at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I love you 3,000.
Good morning, 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, amazing. I am amazed that the hurricane has spooled up to be a Category 5 hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane, and is on the it's at 150. It's right on the verge of being a Category 5, which is just amazing, quite frankly, that we are seeing it spool up. It hadn't been supposed to be even a Category, maybe a 3 by this time? Like this afternoon it was going to be get to be a Category 3. But it's slower, as the governor told us, so it might not even be arriving until Thursday at this point, landfall around Tampa. John Pickens got traffic on the 5s. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking really good. You might see some slowdown around the Tiger Point area going westbound and some eastbound, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't know what to do with this. I've gotten a press release from the state attorney's office. And can I just read you the press release? This is a horrible, serious crime that this person has been sentenced to life for. This is the 12-year-old in me. You ready? This person's name is Richard John Dick.
You can't make it up.
And I mean, this is like, I can't even. And it's a sex crime. And it's anyway. I'm out. I'm not doing this. 437. Who is a parent?
Right.
In other news, just what in the world? What is going on? Bad news. 1 in 3 kids is nearsighted in the world because of COVID and screens. Oh, and by the way, the Asians are the worst. Their percentage is really high. In America, it's more like 5%. You know why? Because in Asia, they start their preschool at like 3 and 2. And so kids are inside and on screens and not getting outdoor time around the sunlight that makes your eyes healthy. So yeah, take that, overeducated Asians. At least we'll have our eyesight. And
listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.